Good morning, everyone. Where is everyone? Next week is Bring a Friend Sunday because we got to fill these pews. This is crazy. All right, so I wasn't here when announcements were made, so I want to make sure that these are made. Number one, after church today, we will have a small gathering to celebrate our new members of the church. It will be back here in the gathering room. Part two is that at 2 p.m. today, we will have a large gathering down in, I believe, Fellowship Hall, but it might be Pattengill, to celebrate all of our new members in four of our United Methodist City churches. There were 10 students altogether that today became members. How exciting. So if you are able, come on by at 2 o'clock this afternoon and celebrate with us. If you want to bring a dish to pass, we won't argue with that either. So we're just doing finger foods. So, okay. So since Eastertide, since the Sunday after Easter, we have had this beautiful gardening shed in front of you. We have been asking the question, what's growing in your garden? Now, this could be your spiritual garden, or it could be your garden at home, and today it's not too happy because it's been cold last night. So it may be your earthly garden or your spiritual garden. And so far, we've talked about growing acknowledgement for Native Americans and their culture and the harm that has been done to them. We've talked about growing closer to God, growing respect for our earth on Earth Day, growing community. Last week, we talked about growing family. And this week, we are talking about growing in faith. So, what do you think of when I say the word witness? What does a witness mean to you? Now, if you are of a certain age, you might remember the movie called Witness with Harrison Ford. Y'all remember? Yeah, I remember that too. What else do we think of when we say witness? We might think, oh, I witnessed a car accident and the police officer is going to question me so we can determine what happened and who's at fault and all that fun stuff. You might think of a witness at a wedding. So you may have been a witness at a wedding where you said, yes, I was there, I saw it, it happened, and you signed on the dotted line. And I forgot about my slide. You're gonna see these glorious, there we go, witness. I love this picture. They have shirts on that say witness. So you might think of that kind of a witness. You may have noticed, and you may not have noticed, that today we vowed to this, that we would be a part of this ministry in this church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Now, if we had been using the United Methodist Hymnal on page 33, we would not have found the word witness. The word witness was included in our general conference in 2008, and our hymnals have not yet been updated to reflect. So we have been called to witness. Well, what might that be? What might that look like? Well, we could witness by acts of service, by being kind to one another, by praying with another, praying for another. We could be a witness by sharing the gospel, by telling the stories of Jesus. We can witness in all kinds of ways to our faith. And so in our text from Acts, the Holy Spirit came down, and what happened? The believers started speaking a new language. They started speaking a new language so that they could communicate with others. Their belief in God, their belief in Jesus, and all the good and love they had experienced since becoming a believer. Now, wait a minute. What could that have to do with today? Our languages haven't been changed today. It's Pentecost. And note, the believers' language was changed, not those who did not yet know God's love and Jesus' love, the believers. What if this means we, believers, are to learn the language of those who do not yet know God's love? What if it means we need to learn the languages of those who are not yet sitting here, those who are afraid, who might not know that they can turn to prayer, that they can turn to God? What if this means we have to learn the language of people on the streets? Learn the language of the people who have their pants hanging low. What if this means we have to learn the language of people who may be not so sure and even afraid to enter the church? The Holy Spirit didn't change the unbelievers, the non-believers' language. The Holy Spirit changed the believers' language. Maybe it's our job to learn the language of those who don't yet know God's love and share that love. So you might have noticed some plants coming in as you came in. There's red flowers and pink flowers and some basil. If you noticed it when you came in, raise your hand. All right, excellent. Very good, very good. Okay, so we have our gardening shed up here, right? We have been growing plants. We have some plants here that someone's going to take home. We've been growing these plants to share with our neighbors. So as you leave today, please take one plant or two plants, because not everybody showed up that was expected today, and please share them in a certain way. There's a few options. Because each of us are different, we each share God's love in a different way, in our own way. You can share these plants in the way that fits best you. First, you can take the plant home. If it's a flower, you can plant it in your front yard, not your backyard, your front yard, so that people walking by can see God's beauty. That's the first way you can share it. If you take a basil plant, an herb, you can plant it, and you can make something delicious, like a sandwich that I had this week that Vito made for me, with basil right inside. And it is delicious. I recommend it. It was like lettuce leaves and basil leaves. Awesome. And you can make that and share that food with another. Or another way you could share these plants is you could just directly give them to someone else. Say, here, I got this at church, and I'd like to share this with you, because I want to share God's love with you. Here's a plant. Please do with it as you please. So, we are not meant to keep our faith to ourselves. We are meant to share our faith, to witness to our faith, to serve others, pray with and for others, and to share the words in the Bible. In doing so, when we share these things, we are witnessing, and we are growing in faith. Keeping it to ourselves is not sharing and not growing, even though it's uncomfortable. We are to share, even in the uncomfortableness, our faith, and therefore grow in faith. Amen.